the sun is shining and all of my favorite plant friends are popping up right now. Speaking of plants, what are you growing this year? Do you know? Do you know what kind of medicine will be in your garden? Or are you still trying to figure it out? Totally okay if you're still trying to figure it out. We're all growing and learning on this journey, right? But if you want some help, I do have a family medicine garden guide. It's basically 10 essential herbs that I feel like every mom needs to know and grow in their yard. I give you some growing tips and ways that you can use it as medicine, and it's totally free. So if you want that, I'm going to pop a link in the show notes here for you to grab it and get your hands digging in the dirt and growing incredible medicine for you and your family.
So I think one of the greatest things about our weeds that we have in our yard is that oftentimes they are incredible medicine and food. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about one of the most popular ones out there, one that your neighbor, your grandfather, or somebody you know has tried forever to kill, yet it's some of the best food and medicine you can put into your body. So listen up and learn what these plant friends can do for you, and then share them with those Roundup spraying fools in your neighborhood. Okay, I'll see you inside the episode.
Welcome to the Herbalist's Path, where we're on a mission to inspire a movement where there's an herbalist in every home, again, with your host, clinical herbalist, Melissa Muttersbaugh.
Hello, my Herbalist Path friends. I am so excited that you are here for another episode of the Herbalist Path. And today, I wanted to talk about a really common weed that also happens to be a really powerful medicinal herb and food. And it's definitely an herb that has been talked about quite a bit. It's well loved amongst the entire herb community. And many of the herbalists I've interviewed on this podcast, including our very first podcast with Missy Rose of Arcto School of Botanical Medicine, she shared it and talked about it as one of her herbs that everyone should know. Can you guess what it is yet? Well, it's dandelion. And I think it's really funny because last week, my podcast editor, Sarah Lee, nobody doesn't like Sarah Lee. Anyways, she said she wanted a podcast about dandelion. And I was like, oh, whatever. Everyone knows about dandelion. Because again, in the world of herbalists, we all love dandelion. Like everybody knows, right? But then this weekend, I was hanging out with family and there was some sports ball game on TV. And mind you, I love to play sports. I grew up playing a lot of them. I'm just not a huge fan of watching them on TV. I really don't watch much TV at all. So I really never see commercials anymore. And then as this sports ball was on at my family's house, a commercial came on. And it had this guy with this garden spray wand, and he was shooting it all victoriously. And then they showed this poor little dandelion and an enactment of what this Roundup was doing to this poor dandelion. And then it shot back to the guy, the victorious, tough guy, smiling as he killed this poor little weed. And it was in that moment that I was like, oh crap, Sarah is right. I totally need to do a podcast and talk about dandelion because there are still people out there who don't recognize what incredible medicine it is. And they're still spraying toxic chemicals on their lawns just to kill this pretty little bright sunshiny plant. So here we are. Let's chat about it. Let's talk about dandelion or Taraxacum officinale or dandelion, which is the French meaning tooth of the lion. And it's referring to the leaves that are very sharply jagged, almost like a lion's tooth. And I think that's one of the great ways that we can recognize actual Taraxacum officinale, or dandelion, from its wide array of look-alike friends. So we all know that proper plant ID is really, really important. And it's funny with dandelion in particular, because I'll have so many of my friends that I'll see these yellow, beautiful flowers, and they're like, oh, that's dandelion, but it's not at all dandelion. So a couple of the easy ways to recognize when you've got dandelion are thinking of that dent de lion, tooth of the lion, and maybe even the flower of the lion looks like a lion's mane to you. But thinking about those leaves that are very sharply jagged, like lion's teeth. They're also hairless leaves, which is different from many of the lookalikes, and they form in this rosette pattern right at the ground level. Another way to look at it is when there is a stem coming up underneath the flower, that stem will be hollow and it'll ooze this milky white sap that is latex, and you can find that milky white latex sap throughout the entire plant. So you'll find it in that hollowed stem of the flower, you'll find it in the leaves, and you'll find it in the roots too. And the roots, they're really long and a deep brown taproot that'll be like 2 to 3 centimeters wide and at least like 15 centimeters deep. But likely you haven't got to the roots. So if you didn't recognize the plant properly all the way through before. So I would really stick to thinking about that dent de lion, tooth of the lion, for those leaves, those hairless leaves formed as a rosette at the ground level. And look for that milky sap coming out that comes from the hollow stem and also through the leaves. So just, you know, make sure you know what plant you're harvesting when you're harvesting. And one of the other things that I think is so magnificent about dandelion and why so many people need to know about it is because it's everywhere. You're going to be super hard pressed to over-harvest the dandelion in your neighborhood. But I would be really cautious about making sure your neighbors aren't spraying that Roundup that gives them that victorious face, or whatever kind of toxic crap they desire to spray on your precious food. And of course, be mindful of where the neighborhood pets like to go potty. One other thing I love about it is that it's food. And I think that one of the absolute best ways that you can incorporate herbal medicine into your life is by using food as medicine. In fact, most of our culinary herbs and many other medicinal herbs can be used as food, and dandelion is one of those. So in the spring, when they're nice and young, you can gobble up the dandelion greens like it's going out of style. They're ultimately best before the dandelion flower blooms, because after that they get really kind of tough and really way too bitter to actually enjoy. If you're not able to get them fresh from your own yard or maybe your neighbor's yard, oftentimes you can get them at the local health food store, or even better, go support your local farmers at the farmer's market. One of the super cool things about dandelion leaves and adding them to your diet and your life is that they are incredibly nutritious. They're actually higher in nutritional value than most of our vegetables out there. And one cup of dandelion leaves is only 25 calories with a buttload of nutrients in there, like protein, there's inulin, there's pectin, there's choline, there's calcium, there's copper, manganese, iron. It's super vitamin rich. In fact, the dandelion leaves have more vitamin A in them than carrots. Seriously, isn't that amazing? They're also a great source of vitamin C, vitamin B6, riboflavin, thiamine, just to name a few things to inspire you to eat more dandelion leaves in your life. I love it that they are rich in inulin and pectin with those leaves, because those inulin and pectin are prebiotics. They do a great job of helping to feed the good gut bugs in your belly and keep them happy. And we want happy gut bugs, right? And then the leaves are also really rich in bitters, which can do a great job of promoting the flow of your digestive juices and freeing up any kind of congestion, stagnation, or just that stuck feeling in the liver or and the gallbladder. So eating your dandelion greens often will help improve your liver function overall. They've been known to improve blood sugar control, they promote weight loss, and they've got some pretty profound diuretic qualities, which basically means that it's helping your body to excrete waste and toxins via the flow of urine. Urinating is one of our greatest ways to release things from our body that don't belong. So this diuretic, or this peeing effect, actually, I think piss the bed is one of the other words for dandelion, and it's said in another language that I can't remember right now, but maybe look that up, piss the bed. Anyways, the peeing or diuretic effect can be super helpful for somebody that needs to detoxify the kidneys. It can also be really helpful when dealing with inflammatory skin conditions to help flush and detoxify that as well. And for all you mamas out there that are making babies, or if any of you have a COVID baby on board, I'll have you know that dandelion leaves are pregnancy safe. They can be really, really helpful if you're dealing with edema or those swollen ankles, the swollen hands, the swollen feet, eyelids, whatever it is where you are swelling and having an excessive amount of water and fluids built up. Dandelion leaves can be really helpful for you pregnant mamas. For people that might be suffering from kidney stones or gout, you might want to consider having dandelion leaves in your body and on board. They're really just great. They've got an overall toning effect on your entire digestive system. They are magnificent, and that's just the greens. So you can use the greens in a whole variety of ways. You can use them as fresh greens in your salad. You can saute them like you would with spinach. Or basically use them any way you would use spinach. I like to saute them with a little bit of olive oil, some garlic, some onions, maybe add a little dash of salt and pepper, and get your grub on. Another good way, if you want to preserve that nutrient density for the whole year when you don't have access to fresh dandelion greens, consider infusing them in a really nice apple cider vinegar and use that as a special zing to your year-round salad dressing. Or get extra crazy, add in some nettles and whatever other herbs and spices that keep your taste buds happy. Make your own stinking salad dressing that is so much better for you than what you're going to find on the store shelves, right? You're going to also use the dandelion leaves and create yourself a bitters formula to get those digestive juices flowing really well. Maybe with some orange peel or some chamomile or something along those lines, just to give that extra boost of love for your digestive system. Dandelion. Wow, right? So let's take a little pause for a quick commercial break, and we'll get back to talking about other ways you can use this amazing weed as food and medicine in your life. Hey guys, it's me again. That's right, I'm doing a commercial in my own podcast. I just wanted to make sure that you knew that because you listen to The Herbalist Path, you can get 15% off over at mountainmells.com, which is my herbal product line. So if you love delicious and functional herbal teas, or if you're looking for the ultimate in outdoor essentials to keep you safe and happy and protected while exploring the vast outdoors, head on over to mountainmells.com and use the code THP15 for your 15% discount. Well, that was a fun little break, eh? So we've talked about the leaves, we've talked about how you can identify dandelion, and now let's get down and dirty and dig to the roots. That's right. The roots of dandelion are also excellent food and excellent medicine. In fact, they're regarded as one of the finest liver remedies out there. There have been many studies showing that the roots greatly enhance the flow of bile from the liver and the flow to the gallbladder, as well as having a direct effect on the gallbladder, causing this contraction from the gallbladder to release the bile that has been stored in your gallbladder. There have even been studies that have shown dandelion roots can clear out toxins by 244% more than without dandelion roots. That's incredible! 244% better detoxifying rates with dandelion root. I love that! And the roots of dandelion have an incredibly high concentration of inulin, like 40% inulin, which is this really cool indigestible carbohydrate. And it is food for your friendly gut bacteria. So when you feed the friendly gut bacteria lots of inulin, it allows them to proliferate and to grow and to crowd out the bad bacteria that live in your gut. So it basically makes them like a natural antibiotic, and it helps to improve the overall health of your entire digestive tract. Who freaking ray for dandelions, right? The roots can really help and be used for anti-inflammatory properties, particularly when it comes to skin conditions like eczema or psoriasis or hives and much more. They've even been shown to help with seasonal allergies or other causes of inflammation from food sensitivities, arthritis, stiff joints, or even fibromyalgia. You can use the roots in your foods. You can add them to soups and stews. You can even make a dandelion root coffee. Yay! I mean, that's been a really, really popular coffee substitute for well over 100 years. So you basically just take your dandelion roots and you're going to roast them at about 200 to 250 degrees for about 4 hours or until they're like snappable, crispy. And then you will grind them and brew them much like you would brew your coffee. It's going to provide a lot more support for your liver and really help start your day off proper in all the ways. Yay. You can also make a tea with the dandelion roots or a decoction there. You can make a tea with the dandelion leaves. You can do so much with dandelion as food and medicine. Really, the sky is the limit. Dandelion is truly amazing, y'all. And really, it hurts my heart to know that Roundup still has commercials with these random men with their victorious faces because they're big and strong and they've killed off this precious plant that really can do so much to help him and help his family to live long and prosper in the most healthy of ways. And the funny thing about that Victoria Strong dude on the commercial spraying his Roundup, he's gotta rely on toxic chemicals. And you know what? He's probably buying them year and year again because, quite frankly, he may be strong and victorious in a commercial, but that dandelion has come back and it's even stronger than he is, which is another testament to the incredible value and strength and beauty of this plant medicine, right? Are you with me? Do you believe in this? I hope that you do. I hope that this episode has inspired you to use more dandelions in your life. If it has, please, please share it with your friends, especially those neighbors you see that are still spraying all that toxic weed killer near your home. And the more you share it, the more we can come together and make herbalism spread like wildflowers. And by the way, if you really want to make herbalism spread like wildflowers, please leave me a review on iTunes. It helps more people to get to tune in and learn how they can use plants as medicine in a safe and effective way. And the more people we get doing that, the better chance we have at making a positive influence on people and this precious planet. Maybe there's something we can do to save it. Are you with me? Are you with me? I hope you are. Let's make herbalism #, spread like wildflowers. Go out and eat your dandelions, y'all. Have a great day.
This has been The Herbalist's Path, where we're on a mission to inspire an herbalist in every home. again. Thanks so much for joining us. If you'd like to support our mission, please subscribe, rate, and review to help others find us. Together, we can make herbalism #spread like wildflowers. Wishing you all a lovely day. Bye for now.